Taco Express.
Hello, Jellyheads. Dave Halstead here, and I'm excited to tell you about this brand new show we've got for you. It's called Taco Express. What is Taco Express, you might ask? Well, it's an improv show set in a fast food restaurant, and it's about the people who work there and the customers who come in and all the crazy antics that can happen because it's all made up as we go along. No one knows what's going to happen. Hence the improv. Now, we are not professional comedians by any stretch of the imagination, but yet we really enjoy this form. It's a hell of a lot of fun. So we're just saying, what the heck, let's do this. Let's make this show and see where it goes. And I'm hoping that you will join us in that adventure. Give it a listen. Send us your feedback. Send us your advice if you got any. But most importantly, enjoy the show. Now, in this episode, it's myself, Lucas Wilson, and Aaron Spadaro. And this was kind of put together quickly, so it was just like, come on, let's all get together and record. So there's like, the show itself has no intro, it was just the bits, and we'll figure out how we're going to get it all organized, and there's no ending to it. It's just, we just did bits until we were like, okay, I think that's a good one. But it's an experiment. It's a pilot, if you will. So give it a listen. I think I hear the first customer coming in now. Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Welcome to Taco Express. Would you like a medium, small, or extra awesome?
I would like a taco?
Are you okay, sir?
Yeah, no, no, not a taco. No, darn it. I want a burrito, please.
Well, I can certainly do that. I can ring you up for one burrito, please. That's
but
great.
I don't want any cheese on it.
No cheese? No problem.
And I don't want any, like, meat either.
No meat. So you just want beans, sir? Beans and rice.
No rice.
No rice. Just beans. So you just want, a bean burrito. Sans cheese.
Yes, but not like a lot of beans.
Okay, now when you say not a lot of beans, do you mean like a fist size of beans? Or I mean, we kind of squirt these out of a gun.
Like one bean.
One? You want one bean, sir?
Yeah, like just one bean.
On a tortilla? This is a burrito, sir. Okay. Let me get this straight. You're going to pay for a full-price burrito that comes with the works, and you want one bean.
Just one.
Okay.
One bean. Yes.
I suppose, you know, customers always right.
I have digestive problems. I can't.
You seem to be scratching an awful lot, sir. Was there? Do you have a skin condition? What's going on? Your eyes are kind of bloodshot too. Get some sleep last night?
Well, I'm supposed to be like in the hospital right now, but the hospital food. It's just
they don't give you one bee in the hospital.
No, they give you too much of this really bad tasting Jell-O. And,
all right. Well,
and they don't trust me with a fork anymore. Not since the last time.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, and I'm going.
Can I look at your plastic silverware?
You get that after. You can get that for yourself afterwards, since you came inside. There's a special place to get it. But at first, we gotta ring you out. It'll be $4.50 for your burrito with one bean.
Can I have like a tab or something? I don't.
No,
have
sir.
Like
we
a
don't
wallet.
We don't
or...
take.
Subject spotted.
Oh no! You can't take me back.
Get over here! You're not allowed to get out in public anymore.
My arm.
It was only the one time. I'm sorry. Did this man bother you?
No, officer.
I don't. Sure, I'm just... an officer. I mean, obviously, I got a uniform. Shut up!
That would
get
be correct.
Get on the ground!
I can't bend my knees!
Subject
Not
is,
since they
hostile.
Took me
Are
to
you
the
sure
mothership.
This
is extreme force?
Officer, I... Was that completely necessary?
Completely necessary, sir. Just go back to work. We'll take care of this.
Now, what did we tell you since last time you tried to escape?
Oh, yeah, you're unconscious.
Yeah, he's...
Get up! Get up!
Well, this is kind of awkward. We definitely need an evac in here.
Do you want a taco?
Sure. Can I have a taco that, like, I don't want any cheese on it.
No cheese.
And, no sour cream.
No sour cream.
And maybe rice. Nah, no rice.
No rice. So you just want the tortilla. Wait, you want the meat? You want the meat, right?
No. No.
No meat. Do you want...
Do you have beans?
What have you done? This man is dead.
I did what was necessary.
Is there something wrong?
Seriously, he's dead. Was that necessary?
This is my, by the way, we're police.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah,
We'll have to give him that man the nerve gas.
We'll,
he can't
we'll
see this.
We'll make sure that he understands it.
Who, me?
It was totally necessary. He was,
just ignore us.
He was, he was using extreme force.
You guys
he was
can't,
very violent.
You can't loiter in
this
front of the
was
counter.
This was the conduit. You just killed the conduit. How are we supposed to talk to the extraterrestrials now?
Well, we'll just make another one.
You can't just make another conduit. I mean, there are only like 10 people like him in the world.
Oh,
and
come on. Six
this
months
is the one we had in America.
To you and we'll be fine.
Now the French are going to beat us to this.
I know, but...
The French!
He was using extreme force. He was jittery. He knew too much.
Me? No,
Do
I'm
you
just...
you still have that taser on you?
I'm just totally trying to sell burritos, guys. Gah,
okay.
You want to try?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I like the way they wiggle.
It's kind of fun, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we better clean this up.
Yeah, we better get out of here.
Ding-a-ling!
Welcome to Taco Express, man. You want a small, medium, or extra awesome?
You know, I'm feeling pretty dang hungry today. I'm gonna have 3 super awesomes.
Really?
Side of mayonnaise.
I'm not sure we have mayonnaise.
You don't
here.
Have mayonnaise?
But we do have super awesomes. Though I have to tell you, they've changed the formula recently.
What? I've been coming here for 34 years, and I've always been able to get mayonnaise with my super awesome.
Yeah, I know. We're going through some management changes. The last guy got tasered.
Can I talk with your manager?
I am the manager.
Where are the other workers? I just see you working here. What's going on? Are you working the window,
I
too?
I am the workers. I am the all-ever-encompassing taco godhead.
Hello? Is anybody at the window?
No.
Hello?
I don't believe in windows anymore. We can expand our universe beyond windows to create tacos for everything.
I'm glad that you're interested in serving me, but there is a man, he is waving at you through the window. I think he wants to
don't
order
something. Don't worry about that man. I'll get to that man, man. Just worry about your super awesome taco.
Okay.
Now, if you want, you can bring your own mayonnaise here. It would be perfect.
That is unacceptable.
I'm thinking about turning this place into a co-op, actually. It's gonna be great. It'll be really groovy.
What's that?
Shut up!
Is there a man behind the counter?
No.
There's a Maybe. Man behind the counter!
Don't worry about the man behind the counter.
Sir, are you okay? Wave your hand! Are you waving your hand? No, it's tied. What are you doing?
Just,
you're kicking him.
He's a downer, man. Don't worry about him. Now, about your mayo problem. I think there might be some mayo left after
I can't
the
stand
last...
I'm gonna have to call the police.
No, you don't have to call the police. It's alright.
No, I'm doing it now.
He wanted to be tied up.
Beep.
To tell you the truth, he paid for
beep,
this,
beep,
man.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. Hello?
Hey,
911?
You can't stop us.
You can't 911. Stop us from being what we want to be, man.
Hello, 911?
Yes, what is your problem?
Oh, good. I thought nobody was there. I'm ordering a super awesome burrito from Taco
Express.
Man, I'm going
to have to ask you to leave.
I'm going
to
put my hand up and indicate that you need to stop talking.
No, need to stop talking.
There is a man tied up.
Sir, we do not appreciate crank calls.
No. There is a man tied up behind the counter here.
He paid for that.
Did he ask to be tied up?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
He did?
Yes.
Did you?
You're not sure. Could you please determine if the individual tied up is wanted to be tied up?
Is wanted to be tied up. Did you go to school?
This is his
Me?
Right. This is society.
Did I go to school?
Hold on. Sir, tied up guy. Did you want to be tied up?
Mm-hmm.
He's shaking his head no.
He's lying, man. He doesn't know what he wants out of life. That's why he came here to me. He came to my taco stand.
Has he been provided with a safe word?
Hello? I'm still at the window.
Shut up, man.
Is that guy
I'll
tied up?
I'll send my goons after you soon enough.
Are you going to send an officer
down
here or what?
Sir, is this a real emergency?
Yes, this is a real emergency. There is a real man really tied up behind this real counter in this real Taco Express.
The Taco Express next to the high school?
Yes! How'd you know?
We will send someone there shortly. I go to that Taco Express all the time. Do they still have the Super Deluxe with mayo on the side?
No,
man.
Unfortunately.
Bring your own mayo. I don't like having to
How
deal
can you
with
hear
society's
when
rules.
I'm on my
I'm
phone. How can
my
you hear me?
Off now. I'm going to be free of clothing now.
He's taking his...
Yeah, see? Now I'm naked. And you have to deal with it.
An officer is on the way.
Thank you. There's an officer coming on the way, naked man.
Oh, maybe I've gone too far.
Hmm?
Well, would you like this, would you like this complimentary Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
It's purple Kool-Aid. It's delicious. I've been drinking it all night.
It smells different.
It is different, man. It's better. Oh, you want some too? Here, I'll give you some Kool-Aid.
You're waterboarding him.
It's all right, man. Once it soaks up in between his eyes, he'll be fine.
It's convulsing.
That's good.
I think he might
that's
be dying.
That's good, man. Don't worry about that, man. That's society's problem, not yours.
Hello? I'm still at the window.
Hey, man. I'm still here, too. I didn't ask to be here, but I'm still here. You should be naked. Everyone should be naked.
All right, what's going on here?
Officer, this man has a man tied up behind the counter. I think he just killed him with some poison Kool-Aid.
Society drove me to tear my clothing off, man. What are you gonna do about it?
It's a job well done. Now, where's that mayonnaise? Welcome to Taco Express. May I interest you in a small, medium, or extra awesome?
I could go for, shoot, what do I want? What's the extra awesome like?
The extra awesome is just an extra awesome burrito, man. Cheese, lettuce, mushrooms, anchovies, anything you want.
That's actually kind of awesome.
It's awesome!
Yeah, I'll go for the extra awesome.
Awesome, dude!
What kind of drinks do you got?
Well, we got fizzy this, fizzy that, fizzy everywhere, man. Fountain's your playground, dude. Mix it up, match it up.
I tried fizzy this a while back. I didn't really like it. I'll try fizzy that. Let's see what happens with that.
Pro
that should be
fizz,
all right.
Man. You know where it's at. I know where it's at. We all know where it's
where
at.
Where it's at.
So what do you want, dude? You want awesome, extra awesome XL? $5 extra and you get 12 burritos.
$5 extra for 12 burritos? I don't know if
I'm going to
eat 12 burritos.
In addition to the meal you just ordered.
I think, I don't need that.
You don't need that? Are you sure, man?
No, I'm not really sure.
Would you buy a car?
I would buy a car.
Then why wouldn't you buy 12 burritos for $5?
No, I'm still hung up on this car. What kind of car do you have for sale? I'd buy a car. For an extra $5, I'd buy a car. You got a car for sale?
My sister has a car for sale, but I'm not working for her, man.
Hey, what kind of car does she drive?
It's a 1999 Subaru.
A Subaru's a good car. I will totally buy that car off of your sister for $5.
I don't think she wants that,
well, where's
man.
Where's my burrito, come to think of it?
You failed to order the burrito, man. I'm trying to sell you on this 12 burrito deal.
I wanted the super burrito, and I wanted that fizzy.
That fizzy.
Fizzy that.
Fizzy that, fizzy this, man. You get your own fizz, we all fizz for free. I get you the cup, you fizz yourself. Except unless you want to go to the drive-thru, in which you got to get around, and I can pick the soda for you. For just a quarter more.
For just a quarter more?
For just a quarter more.
No, I'm already in here. I might as well just pay the extra quarter.
Awesome burrito.
Awesome burrito.
Awesome. All right. Rolling it up. Sticking in the dough. Mixing up the anchovies. Here we go. We got awesome burrito. Ready to go. Here you go. Wrapped up. Right away. Boom. Bam.
You got a great voice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to go to Juilliard, but then I failed. So,
you know, I'm a record producer.
You're a record producer?
Yeah,
dude,
I produce records.
I want to be on a record.
I want you on a record.
You want me on your record?
Yeah. Why are you working at a taco stand? You have a great voice. You could be working full time, making the music you want.
Well, that was my dream.
That's a heck of a dream. You could still have that dream, man.
But then, no. One thing led to another, and I got caught.
Well, you don't have to be caught anymore. Here, I will sign. I will have you sign this contract. It's just one condition.
Yes?
You have to sign it in blood.
You sure you don't want the Subaru?
Welcome to Taco Express. Would you like the regular, extra, or super awesome?
Well, last time I had the super awesome, and I really, really liked the super awesome.
Henry?
So that's what you want?
What is it?
Henry, we told you. You gotta watch that cholesterol. Having the super awesome
I'm
will just...
watching the cholesterol, but this is the weekend.
Henry?
It doesn't count on
Henry.
The weekend.
Henry? Don't
I
you
talk back
to me.
I should be able to eat what I want.
Henry,
you know?
I have my finger up, Henry. That means you don't talk, all right?
Your finger doesn't mean anything to me. We're in public, honey. Honey, let me just get
don't
the taco
honey me,
I want.
All right? We talked about your cholesterol, and I'm not going to be...
My cholesterol
is You are not going to
fine.
Die before me, all right? We
it
talked
was
about
just
this.
A small heart attack.
Henry?
Could have happened to anyone in their 30s.
Henry? You were dead for 3 minutes, Henry.
That's an exaggeration. It was like 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
He will be
always
getting...
exaggerate
no, Henry,
things.
Listen to me. Geez. He will be getting the veggie burrito. Small, please.
I don't want the veggie... I had the last time I was here, I had the super awesome deluxe, and yes, I did have my heart attack 30 minutes after I ate it. But I really enjoyed it. It's been 2 years, honey.
They did
honey,
change the
honey, it's
recipe
been two
for the
years.
Super awesome deluxe.
Excuse me, sir. I am having a discussion with my husband.
There's less mayo now.
There is?
Yes, there is.
But I really like the mayo.
Well, there's less mayo in the recipe nowadays. People were having heart attacks, and then there was this weird incident with a hippie, but I don't want to get into that.
Well, I did eat a piece of celery, so I myself will have a super awesome. But Henry here is still
having
the veggie.
Oh, it's fine for you to have the super awesome.
I watch what I eat, Henry. It's okay if I splurge once in a
Me,
while.
Me, I have to eat, like, one bean. And that's all
well,
I get.
Well, I heard they do that here. Would you like your one bean burrito?
Fine. I will have the one bean burrito
you
to
know,
make her happy. Because that's all I ever try to do is make her happy.
Is that whole wheat? Is that whole wheat tortilla? Are we dealing with white flour? Come on.
Come on.
You can have whole wheat.
Give me. It's one bean.
Could you believe the last manager
burrito.
Was thinking of turning us into a co-op? That would have been fantastic.
It would have been, but he also got arrested and
ran out naked, and it was really bad. It was really, really bad.
Listen, I'm going to get my super awesome deluxe XL. I'm going to eat it. All in front of you. Give me that. Give me that burrito.
No. Hey, you didn't pay for that.
Henry.
I'm going to have to call the police.
Dr. Lombardo said your heart can't take another one.
On speed dial.
Shut up, young man.
See? I ate it.
I'm going to have to pay for that.
I'm going
to
be fine. Yes, I will pay for that.
Henry, you're getting your meat sweats.
Honey?
You remember what happened last
time?
Yes? You're having another heart attack, aren't you?
No. My arm is not shaking. I feel fine.
Your arm's not shaking a little bit, sir.
Oh, good grief. You are having a stroke.
I didn't ask for your opinion. Here's the money.
Stopping here?
That was delicious burrito.
Do you want me to call an ambulance?
I just ate it a little fast.
I'm thinking I'm going to call an ambulance,
We are not paying the expenses for an ambulance ride. I will take him myself. Henry, get in the car. We are going back to Lombardo.
I'm not getting in the car.
He's got a little bit of foam coming out of his
Henry Bartholomew Jr.
There's hot sauce. I didn't get to put hot sauce in it. Where's the hot sauce? I love the hot... Here's the little packets.
No, maybe you could... Oh, God. I'm going to call the manager.
I want hot sauce.
You know, I should have listened to my mother.
Your mother. God. I always hated your mother.
I'm just going to let you die this time.
I'm not going to die.
This is totally a spite thing with your wife, isn't it?
I'm done.
Get it. Oh, where am I?
Welcome to Taco Heaven.
Awesome. Does that mean I can eat all the tacos I want and cholesterol doesn't matter anymore?
Yes.
Oh my god, I just realized my angel wings are made out of Dorito shells.
Jing-ling-ling-a-ling.
Welcome to Taco Express.
You can get
tacos in small, medium, or super awesome.
You know what? After this last shift, I'm going to take 3 extra, extra XL super awesomes, all right?
3 of them?
Yes,
are
I just got
sure?
up.
Are you sure?
Oh, man. What is it? 8 o'clock at night. I just finished my mail shift.
Are you going to be sharing those with, like, friends or family members, or are you just going to eat them all yourself?
No, I'm going to eat them myself.
Gee, I mean, have you looked in the mirror lately?
Do you know what it's like being a mail carrier? I walk around all these streets.
My uncle was a mail carrier, but he's in prison now.
There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that.
Yes, I believe it was the 5 people he strangled.
You don't want to know how I get around that?
You're a mail person? You haven't strangled anyone yet?
No, I haven't. I have my coping methods. You want to know what they are?
I mean, this job does get a little stressful sometimes.
I don't deliver all the mail.
Are you serious?
No, it's the only
way.
You
don't? But what about the people who are expecting their mail?
Screw them, man. I've got the rest of the mail in my truck. You want it?
Okay, officers, come in and get him.
There he is. I'm sorry, you violated several different federal laws.
You're never
going to
get me.
Come with us.
I was wearing a wire. How was my performance?
Your performance was great.
Is this
How'd
going
you
to go
know
on
I
my
come
reel?
In here every day?
Yes, it's going to go on your reel.
Yes.
Don't worry. We'll talk to the producer.
You're just
for you.
An actor.
And as for you, you have the right to remain silent.
This man's
give
just
us
an actor.
Our mail. I'm on your route.
Were you convinced by me?
Yes, you were actually quite convincing. I thought you were
a man
I could confide in.
I'm thinking about moving out to L.A., but, you know, it's so competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but don't think I forgot about this.
I really like the local theater system.
Don't you think I forgot about this? I'm going to remember your name.
Don't blame me.
What is your name?
The police officer approached me.
I'm going to look at your name tag. Denny,
it's just another job.
Your name is Denny. Well, I'm going to remember your name, Denny, when I'm in prison. Cut to a year later after he's out of jail. Hey, you.
Yeah?
I got a letter for you.
Oh. Well, that's odd. Just put it in my mailbox.
Special letter.
What? Is that a knife?
Yeah. You know what it's for?
Wait a minute. You're that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody snitches on the mailman.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Hey, hey, hey! Time for Taco Express! Small, medium, extra,
no,
super...
No, stop, stop, let me stop you right there. I don't want a sales pitch. I really just...
Come on, dude.
Let me just tell you... I know it's your whole thing, and I know they make you say it, but just let me tell you what I want, and then you can give it to me.
This doesn't involve the police, does it?
You don't need to talk. You don't need to talk. Just don't talk. Be like a silent film actor. Have you ever taken acting classes?
I've...
Don't talk. You can do mime. Just nod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what I want.
All right. No, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Don't talk. And then you're going to... Here's a little pad and paper. You're going to write down the price on it. And I'll pay you for that, okay?
Are you in line?
Don't talk, please.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work. This won't take very long. And I'll be out of your way, and I'll be happy, and I'll have a taco. All right, just don't talk. Don't talk. Have you ever taken acting classes?
Once or...
Don't talk. Do like a mime, okay? Can you be like a mime? I want everyone in the world around me to be mimes. There's my idea of heaven. Okay, I'm ready to order. I will have the super deluxe with sour creams, rice, and one bean.
One bean, sir?
Don't talk. Okay, extra beef to make up for the missing beans, because I really just want one special little bean in there. It ought to be a surprise when I find it. Yes. Okay, how much will that cost? No drinks. No drinks. I only drank purified water.
That'll be...
Don't talk, sir. You were about to say something. I saw that look in your eye, your mouth, your lips started to... Don't talk.
Scribble, scribble, scribble.
Okay, $4.75. Here you go.
Ching.
And there's my burrito. There it is. Oh, do I unwrap it here or take it? Wait till I get back home. Decisions.
Mm.
No, don't talk. I think I'm gonna unwrap it here. I can. You know, if you feel it. It's like warm where the beef is, and then that little cool spot where they put the sour cream.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I wonder where the bean is.
Mm.
Don't talk. I'll be going now.
To be honest, I didn't put a bean in that.
Can I speak now?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Wow, I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I've never...
Wait, you too?
Yeah, like... I've never had to shut up for more than 5 seconds in my life. It's part of being a millennial, I guess, but that was just amazing.
You know what makes me want to do?
What?
Join the local community theater.
Yeah, we should join the local community theater.
I'm going to stay away from fast food gigs, though, because I heard about a thing that happened a few years back, but...
I hear that this place gets kind of dangerous and crazy anyways.
Yeah, police are in here all the time.
Are you theater people?
Yeah.
We are now.
Yeah, we are now, man.
I'm the mailman. You'll never catch me alive!
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Welcome to Doghouse, Bruce. If you want a large medium, fuck you.
Did you just say fuck me?
No, fuck you, you little bastard.
Are you a caveman? That cannot be sanitary. Your manager? Hello, is there a manager here?
I'm the manager.
Hey, what? How you doing?
I'm sorry. Is this... Wait a minute, you support this behavior?
I have to work.
Well, you know, he's my nephew. I can't Can't not hire him.
Just because he's family doesn't mean he's a good worker. I mean,
I wholeheartedly agree, but his sister, man, she's one tough cookie.
I can't believe, I know this is a family-run operation, and that's part of the appeal. This is why I come here instead of the Taco Mart down the street.
You want to? Don't you bring on
I spit on Taco Mart.
I swear to God, I'm going to fire
up. Don't spit on anything. That's insane. I want to eat this food. That was right in the onions. That was right in the onions, my God.
You can wipe them off.
All for you.
I think I'm going to have to go to Taco Mart.
I'm going anywhere.
You can't keep me here.
You are totally keeping me.
You can't make me eat your food. If I want to take my business to Taco Mart, I can take my business to... Oh!
You know me better than me!
Stop it! I will call the police.
That's my sister. Hey, leave the police out of this. They're getting sick of coming down here.
Do you think the city's calling around this area anymore? They lose one or two patrol cars and they don't want barrels anymore.
What does NATO have to do with this?
Well, I don't know.
Don't you swear at me, young man.
Am I a prisoner now? Are you holding me hostage?
I don't know. What do you call hostage?
I call that... when you hold someone against their will?
Something to eat, Walker.
And it is not my will to stay here or eat this food anymore.
Or, hey, you walked in here, didn't you?
Taco Mart may be a corporation who has some shady business practices, but at least I can expect
they grind
them not
children
to spend
in their
the
food, man.
That is a lie. That is
you
most
sure?
certainly a lie.
I've seen it myself.
I wouldn't be surprised if that meat over there was ground children.
Hey.
But at Taco Mart, it's FDA approved.
Talking about the government in this? What do you think the government is for?
We're going to separate ourselves from
the government. The government's everywhere.
Government? Come in and
you see that camera? See these glasses? These glasses are a camera. I worked for the government.
You're wearing some of that Google Glass.
No, this is high-tech spy stuff right here.
We don't take kindly to any of that Google.
Hey, Google pays my bills. Google owns the government.
You work for Google.
All of this is being recorded.
Recording this!
You broke the glasses! You broke the glasses! I actually needed those to see!
You should have thought of that before Googling. Well, maybe you can just Google a new pair of glasses.
You hear that? That's the helicopter. Oh my God, you have a bazooka?
Been saving it just for this sort of oppression.
Hoorah, why is there a militant taco stand? Oh my God, everything's on fire! You are in big trouble now. Oh, hey, calm down. Hey, put down the gun. Put down the gun. Come on.
Uncle, I'm you got this guy, don't you?
I guess there's nothing else for me to do but join you in your crusade.
That's the way, brother.
So what do we do now? What's the next move?
Take off your clothes.
Well, folks, that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, our performers were myself, David Halstead, Lucas Wilson, and Aaron Spadaro. If you like this and you want to hear more, please write in and we'll make more. So however you found us, through iTunes, Stitcher, which is a podcast application, you know, you get those on your phone and your what's-its or whatever's, and if you like us on there and you write reviews, it really does help us out, so please keep that in mind. Now, there's always our website, which has all our stuff. That's psychojellyfish.com, and if you want to get in contact with us through that, it's email at psychojellyfish.com. There's also our Facebook page, which is really great. You should
follow us, because that's how you get all the updates and everything that's going on. We do a lot through our Facebook page. Now, there's also the Twitter, which is at Jellycast, and that's for you Twitter people, whoever you may be. So, I guess that's a wrap. Remember to have a good night, gentle listeners, and keep it psycho. Taco.